have sailed the world, beheld its wonders, from the Dardanelles to the mountains of Peru. But there's no place like London.
No, there's no place like London.
Mr. Todd?
You are young. Life has been kind to you. You will learn.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its morals aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of London. At the top of the hole sit a privileged few, making mock of the vermin in the lower zoo, turning beauty into filth and greed. I too have sailed the world and seen its wonders. For the cruelty of men is as wondrous as Peru. But there's no place like London.
All right, Mr. Todd.
I beg your indulgence, Anthony. My mind is far from easy. In these once familiar streets, I feel shadows everywhere.
There was a barber and his wife, and she was beautiful. A foolish barber and his wife, she was his reason and his life, and she was beautiful. And she was virtuous, and he was naive. Another man who saw that she was beautiful, a pious vulture of the law, who with a gesture of his claw removed the barber from his plate. Then there was nothing but to wait, and she would fall, so soft, so young, so lost, and oh, so beautiful.
Lady, sir, did she succumb?
Oh, that was many years ago. I doubt if anyone would know.
I'd like to thank you, Anthony. If you hadn't spotted me, I'd be lost on the ocean still.
Will I see you again?
You might find me if you like. Around Fleet Street, I wouldn't wonder.
Until then, my friend.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit. It's filled with people who are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it.
Randy!
I fucking quit! I quit,
man!
All right? Want some fucking cheese, lady? Huh? Get your own fucking cheese!
Crazy!
I quit! God damn it, I quit! God, I'm out of here!
Stage and play, Maxine Dream. after I beat you and satisfy all the Hulkamaniacs, I'm gonna get off by cranking your knob just a little beyond the breaking point.
Tell me he didn't just say that.
I support the death penalty.
We will be prosperous if we embrace free trade.
Prosperity from free and fair trade.
Your money for the future.
Invest in the future.
I've been talking about clean air.
We've got to clean up our air.
I support a ban on soft money.
We will get all of the soft money out of the campaign.
God bless you.
God bless you.
If you're not turned on to politics, politics will turn on you.
Federation Championship matchup. The match officially over now. Out of nowhere comes the Macho King, Randy Savage, crashing his scepter into the midsection of the champion. Then grabbing the scepter from the top turnbuckle and jamming it into the Ultimate Warrior's throat. It looked like nothing or no one could stop the Macho King.
And it looks like nobody's gonna stop the Macho King until he wins that WWF title.
Standing by, Sean Mooney.
With me, the World Wrestling Federation champion, the Ultimate Warrior.
What I hold in my hands, Macho King, to you, it only represents the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship. But to me, within this are the tendons and the ligaments, the muscle tissue, the organs that form the bond between me and my warrior. And you, Macho King, you tried to break that bond. After the match, Macho King, I looked into the eyes of my warriors and I saw tears. I saw tears. But when I looked again, Macho King, I saw no more tears. I saw only what you will see. I saw nothing, nothing but rage.
Man, I ain't never seen two people so big. Ultimate Warrior, I ain't never seen him so mad. King Macho Savage, when these guys go to it, the earth is gonna tremble.
Conceive that I become the loving kiss. We'll be right back. What do you think, Jack? You think if you pick up all the bus driver's teeth, they'll give you another medal? Jeez. You think I wouldn't have been prepared? 2 years I spent setting up that elevator job. 2 years I invested myself in it. You couldn't understand the kind of commitment that I have. You were in a man's life's work, and you think you can walk away. You got blinders on to the world. But I got your attention now, didn't I, Jack?
Why didn't you just come after me?
No, this is about me. This is about my money. This is about money due me, which I will collect. $3.7 million. It's my nest egg, Jack. At my age, you gotta think ahead.
When I find you...
Pop quiz, hotshot. There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
I'd want to know what bus it was.
You think I'm going to tell you that?
Yes.
Very good. There are rules, Jack, and I want you to get this right. No one goes off the bus. You try to take any passengers off the bus, I will detonate it. I want my money by 11 a.m.
We can't pull that kind of money in time.
Focus, Jack. Your concern is the bus. And don't try to call. The radio's down. Now, the number of the bus is 2525. It's running downtown from Venice. It is at the corner of Ocean Park, Maine.
you all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama. When things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Thinking elementary. Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand. For a woman, it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Lady, place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you.
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
baby, place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
I didn't shoot the deputy.
I swear it was in self-defense.
I shot the sheriff.
And they say it is a capital offense. Sheriff John Brown always hated me. For what? I don't know. And every time that I plant a seed, he said, kill it before it grows. He said, kill it before it grows. I say,
I shot the sheriff,
but I swear it. I swear it was in self-defense. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out in town there. All of a sudden I see Sheriff John Brown, aiming to shoot me down. So I shot.
Shelly's at the kitchen table, cup of coffee, the morning paper. When he walks in, she's so surprised to see the tears in his eyes. He says, I love you, I'm so sorry, but bigger dreams are waiting for me. I can't do this anymore. Just to fix it again. We go to church, go to work, so picture perfect that it hurts. I feel like I'm trapped inside this ordinary life. Shelly's at the kitchen table, crayons last construction paper. Hey, Mom, look what I drew. It's a picture of me and you. And later when he says his prayers, she runs her fingers through his hair. So thankful for every day. They pay their bills, watch TV, day in, day out, it's all they need. Mow the grass, fix the leak, just to face it again. They go to church, go to school, every day is something new. Precious are the days as they go by in their ordinary life. Phone rings, he's calling from the airport. It's midnight, he's all alone again. He says, I can't believe how much I've missed and what I wouldn't give to pay the bills, watch TV, day in, day out, the same routine. Mow the grass, fix the leak, just to fix it again. Go to church, go to work, and I can't tell you how this hurts. I miss my son, I miss my wife, and my ordinary life.
It isn't the South Bay's finest. What happened, Mike? They take away your rooms?
You see, this is the kind of scum you're gonna have to get used to around here. Jeff's new to the force, so I'm giving him the tour. He's also my new partner, so you're gonna be seeing a whole lot more of him.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you're gonna like it here, Jeff. The air's clean, the women are beautiful, and the shifts are short. You know, most of the folks here in Las Playas are hardworking, with a future in mind. With the exception of these two clowns, they're part of the Don't Let This Happen to You crowd. A word of warning, my garbage-toting friends, from your friendly neighborhood peace officer. I've got my eye on you both. If you're not breaking the law now, the smart money says that it's only a matter of time before you will. And you can bet that last dollar that my ass is gonna be there to make the bust. Golf clap?
Golf clap.
No matter what you say,
the show is taking our way.
But so much
more than
standing
on the
ground.
For freedom,
you
need
to
live.
it's a midnight ride.